Jess in with you this morning. Now, all October, it has been Mental Health Awareness Month. We've been chatting to the mental health teams with the local land services. We've been catching up with Pemmy Seckham as well. And this morning, I'm catching up with Anto White, who we speak to very regularly on the show. He's out at Bell Trees. Anto, how are you doing?
Jess, lovely to speak to you again. Look, it's amazing how things have turned around. I can remember I had an interview with you about 12 months ago, and you asked me, Anto, where would you like to be in 12 months' time? And I said, Jess, talking to you about green grass, flowing water and fat cattle. And it's not 12 months later, but, Jess, it's amazing. The countryside, everything has changed. I've never seen the place look better.
That just brings, I wish you could see the smile on my face right now, because I remember having those conversations with you, and we've been saying in the office all week that, you know, 12 months ago we were kicking around dirt and really concerned that we weren't going to see rain again. We'd worried it, forgotten how to do it.
Well, it wasn't even 12 months ago. No. I can remember Christmas time, like, things were desperate here. We no water in the Hunter River, no water in the Isis, no water in the Stewart's Brook. Both our wells here had dried. I don't think there was a blade of grass on 20,000 acres. And really, we were putting our hands in the air and saying, where are we going next? It was desperate times, and people were just in, you know, they didn't know what to do. Yeah. Didn't know where to go, what to look for. You know, money had run out. We had to feed cattle. I don't think it's been any worse. Certainly no worse in my time anyway.
No. And the last week we've seen so much rainfall in the Upper Hunter, more than 100 mil in most places in total. How much have you gotten out of Bell Trees?
Yeah, we've got about 80 mils here, but it just came in the right time. I thought, oh no, here we go again. It started to dry up and the clover had, you know, gone brown, and yeah. But anyway, beautiful rain, and the forecast is for a wet summer. So how good is that?
Oh, it's amazing. And so let's talk about mental health. As you just said, you know, you've never seen things look better out there, and you're definitely in a place that you perhaps didn't think you would be in less than 12 months ago. How are you doing in the mental health side of things?
Jess, I'm fine. Look, I'm always a believer in glass half full, not half empty, and I get out of the bed in the morning with a spring in my step, and I think the main thing is to be positive, and, you know, that's what I try to be, and have a plan for your day and be fit. But unfortunately, during the 3 or 4 years when the drought was going, I was involved and, you know, through hay and everything, looked at about 70 farmers and helped 70 farmers, and it was tragic to see the way they were and the mental state they were in. It was sad. Mm. It was very sad.
How would you say farmers are doing now?
Well, Jess, unfortunately, it's one of those things. As soon as it rains and the grass is green, then they're forgotten. But unfortunately, you know, it just doesn't put, rain just doesn't automatically put money in the bank account. And, you know, even though, you know, the outlook is so much better, it's just, it's tough times, you know. The money, they'd spent all their money feeding their cattle. They'd spent all, you know, their resources, keeping what animals they had alive, and it just doesn't rain money, unfortunately.
And the rainfall doesn't also take away what our farmers have been through. It doesn't take away the experience of the drought and doing what you had to do, getting up every day, hand feeding dawn till dusk, putting down animals. I know that we've spoken about, you know, the horrible times when farmers have had to drag cattle out of dams that are empty. I mean, the rain doesn't take away those memories and the impact of those events.
Certainly doesn't, Jess. I mean, those memories, they're there. They're scarred forever. I mean, you know, it takes a special person to handle all that sort of stuff. I mean, you know, you've been feeding an animal for, you know, 2 years, and then all of a sudden you find it bogged in a dam, or, you know, it's down and it can't get up. It's, you know, you've got to be mentally very, very, very strong to handle all that.
Yeah. And as you just said as well, you know, when it rains, it tends to come with, we do forget about our farmers and what they're going through. As you said, it doesn't rain money. We're going to be feeling the impacts of drought here for some time yet, until a point when our farmers are back on their feet, back to having, you know, the stock that they had before the drought. Do you think there is enough help there at the moment?
Look, there's so many things going on in the world today, Jess, that you don't know where to look. Yeah. I mean, you know, we had drought, then we had fires, and now we've got this bloody wretched COVID thing. I mean, the world has been turned upside down, and, you know, there's people putting their hand up for help everywhere. I mean, how would you like to be in Victoria? I mean, I just said to a lot of people, you know, it's one of the few times that it's been nice to be a farmer because our days really haven't been altered. But to be locked up for 3 months with two screaming kids in an apartment in Melbourne, gee whiz, you've got to be a special person to handle that.
We're certainly in quite an interesting time at the moment with all of these things that are going on. Everyone's mental health has been impacted in one way or another. From your experience and what you're still going through at the moment, what would be your best piece of advice, I guess, for anyone who is going through a rough patch?
Well, the first thing is, I think that, you know, if you're going through a rough patch, don't be too proud to put your hand up and say, I need some help. And I think that's the important thing. But, you know, try and eliminate getting into that problem before you get, I mean, you know, you've got to somehow remain positive. And I just think the whole world today, we're just looking too much on the negative side of things and not, you know, looking at the positives. And, you know, that is in all of us, I think, that, you know, we look at someone and we want to criticise rather than say how beautiful they look or, you know, what lovely clothes you've got on or something like that. We want to take people down the whole time. And I think we just need to, all of us need to have a look at ourselves and change our whole thinking and our outlook and everything. Because, look, Australia is a wonderful place. It is filled with wonderful people, which we've seen through the drought. I mean, you know, the support that we've had from people in Sydney, you know, Rotary clubs, people coming up here and giving us hampers and Christmas presents and everything. It's, look, there's no better place than to be in Australia, but we just need to really, I seriously think, to rethink and, you know, help one another. Help one another.
Exactly. And so I could not have put it better myself. As always, we always appreciate you jumping on the show and having a chat about what's going on out at Belltrees. And you really have such a great way of, as you say, getting up every morning, pulling people together and trying to find that positive. So thank you so much for your time.
Jess, it's always a pleasure. And thank you for everything that you do. You've been a marvel all through the drought and still continue. So well done you, and anytime. I'm always here. Thank you.